WJTL, that's Jack Cassidy running at the Giants. If Jack Cassidy sounds like a name that you might know for your past, well, the guys David and Sean Cassidy. David Cassidy was on the Partridge Family, his brother Sean Cassidy. What was the name of that show he was on, Mindy?
Hardy Boys. I mean, not that I ever watched
those were
it.
His uncles. Shirley what? Jones, the mom of the Partridge Family, and
yes.
Jack Cassidy, a very famous actor, were his grandparents. So, yes, his name is very familiar, Jack Cassidy, bringing you Run at the Giants. Good morning to you at 7:05. Fred and Mindy with you this morning.
And you can join Nick as she counts down WJTL's Top 25. It happens every Friday morning from 9 to 11, and then Saturday evenings from 7 to 9. The Top 25 Countdown, sponsored by Dutch Valley Food Distributors. They are located in Myerstown.
This morning, our special guest joining us on the phone is Lanny Millett from Promise Players. Good morning to you, Lanny.
Good morning, Fred.
So great to have you on the radio via the phone. Anybody want to say hi to?
Oh, I'd love to say hello to my wife, Debbie, to my grandchildren, Everly and Owen, and to all the folks that are participating in Promise Players. Good morning, all.
And tell us about Promise Players, Lanny.
Well, Promise Players is a Christian theater company. Been around for 25 years now and do typically two plays a year, one in the fall, one in the spring. The spring is usually a musical. We raise money for different nonprofits around the area. In fact, we were intending to raise money for Support for Prison Ministries last spring, and something came along that caused that not to happen.
Yeah, so how has COVID-19 impacted Promise Players and what you're doing?
Yeah, well, like all of the arts, it's made it basically impossible for us to do what we do. We had a show scheduled for late March, Smoke on the Mountain. They were ready to go, and we canceled it a week before it would have gone. Actually, I should say postponed, because we were going to do it basically this week, and it still isn't safe to bring people out. You know, we can't safely bring people together to do our plays. I've had many people tell me how much they miss the Promise Players, and that's cool because we love doing it.
Sure.
And we're glad people love hearing it. But so it, you know, basically we just weren't able to do our shows. We are looking for ways to stay in front of folks. We still plan to do a show next spring, hopefully. We'll have to see how that works. But tonight on Facebook Live at 7 o'clock, we've assembled the cast of the Don't Kick the Turkeys play, which is our most popular. We've done it 4 times in 25 years.
Wow.
So we've, and a good number of the people in the cast have done it all 4 times. So they have a lot of love for this play, and the community really loved it. So tonight at 7, we're going to get together on Facebook, and we're just going to reminisce about the play. We're calling it a flashback. So the Promise Players flashback. And I hope people will join us. We had fun rehearsing it last week, so I think it's going to be a lot of fun tonight.
Oh, it sounds like a blast. So if they just type in Promise Players, if they don't already follow you at Facebook, they can find you. And tonight at 7 o'clock, they can watch the flashback to Don't Kick the Turkeys, right?
That is right. And I believe it will probably be on there for a little while afterward, but
right.
It'll be the most fun to be with us tonight and
see
what little slip-ups we might make. But we'll have fun. Now, they're actors, and so it's going to be fun.
Very cool. Flashback to Don't Kick the Turkeys tonight, Facebook Live, 7 o'clock. Just type in Promise Players at Facebook. Coming up, we'll talk to Lanny. We'll find out more about Promise Players. We'll find out more about tonight's Facebook Live. You could visit them online. It's lampcob.com and then /promise-players if you want to find out about future events and stay informed about what they are going to do next spring as well. So stick around. Music on the way, too. Joel Vaughn and Hillsong Worship next.